For those of us who've spent our careers trying to make sense of the evolution of the modern world, there's a host of terms we use to capture the tone of various eras, terms that help illuminate the greatest gift of historical sophistication, insights on where we might be headed, terms from the Enlightenment to the scientific revolution to the digital revolution. But there's one term that has been on this commentator's mind of late. The 18th century's age of democratic revolution, a term professionals used to describe America's 1776 revolution against Britain and France's 1789 revolution against its monarchical and aristocratic elite. Of course, no one is suggesting that the burst of 18th century democratic enthusiasm made the world all that much better. Post-revolutionary America was still a locally grown, aristocratic society filled with slaves, while France's Jacobin Democrats soon busied themselves chopping off the heads of any who disagreed with them. Indeed, democracy is merely a way to select leaders rather than an indicator of a good government. But what does make democracy special is that within true democracies, it is easier to reject those whose governing skills are found lacking. But that still requires a genuine democracy, something the U.S. has never quite accomplished, given that the core of the democratic idea, that power rests with the people, emerged only after the American Revolution, during the later French Revolution, long after the writers of America's Constitution created a system that put as much weight on dirt, territory, states, if you will, than on people, indeed only some people, that we have muddled along with for 200 plus years until the Trump administration's constitutional malpractice undermined the fragility of the entire edifice of American governance, which brings us to this upcoming election. Because winning this November is not enough. No, if Donald Trump is merely defeated this November, America's two-century march toward a more democratic union will have failed. Sure, most Americans have had enough of Trump's embrace of the white nationalist racism that has permeated American history, as so many thousands have shown us in the aftermath of George Floyd's murder. But populist movements come and go. Not that long ago, folks were convinced that a bunch of people occupying public squares were going to force a revolution in America's growing social inequality, or that a bunch of high school kids from Florida were going to fundamentally impact America's cult of gun violence. No, popular movements only have lasting influence if their outrage is institutionalized within governing systems, which means that defeating Trump is not enough. We need an electoral blowout that will see the entire Congress and Senate cleansed of those who have enabled Trump's undermining of generations of American progress, socially, politically, and environmentally. A blowout committed to embracing a more democratic union, capable of ending the Electoral College, which has twice in recent years denied the American people their choice. But even victory at the federal level is not enough. No, we need a blowout big enough to transform state governments, so much so that they will end the absurd practice of gerrymandering congressional districts to manipulate voting, even as they ever so often make it easier for better-off whites to vote than people of color. But even those electoral victories won't be enough, unless we have a victory so big that it totally repudiates Trump's undermining of American constitutional norms, from his assault on a free press to his rejection of an independent judiciary, from his disdain of congressional oversight to weakening the federal watchdog agencies, a blowout so big that Trump's enthusiasm for filling his cabinet with secretaries unconfirmed by the Senate, while using the Justice Department as a personal tool of the White House, his undermining of the entire rule of law will be repudiated so dramatically that no future administration will even consider using such tactics. No, this November, winning is not enough. Indeed, what America really needs is an explosion of real democracy.